president has taken the right position on returning children to school this fall. It has to happen. The president threatening to cut funding for schools that refuse to go back into classrooms. You're seeing parents and children revolt against the idea of going to school 2 days a week or no days a week. I think it was Alexandria, Virginia, offered their district a choice. Here's your choice. No days in school per week, and it's all virtual learning, or 2 days in the classroom per week. And they all said, absolutely not. They're mad as hell, as they should be. But then you look at social media, this cesspool of whatever it is. Well, Donald Trump has ruined the opportunity for people to go back to school this fall. Why? Because he supports the right policy, and people are so blinded by ideology that they will sacrifice their own kids, their own school district, their own neighborhoods and communities to fight Donald Trump, and somehow that's his fault? Please. It's extremely important that kids go back to school this fall. This is why Betsy DeVos has been a thorn in the side of the left since she got her job as Secretary of Education. She doesn't back down to the teachers' unions. She doesn't back down to the demands of the ideologically incoherent left. She stands tall, and she stands in the box, and she takes swings when she should, like she does this morning. Bite number seven, Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos laying it on the line. Here it is.
Keeping schools closed places children and adolescents at considerable risk of morbidity and, in some cases, mortality. The pediatrics guidance concluded that everyone should start with a goal of having students physically present in school. Fully open and fully operational means that students need a full school year or more, and it's expected it will look different depending on where you are. What's clear is that students and their families need more options. I've talked a long time about the need to rethink education and to expand education options for all students. This moment really demands action. And America always was and is and always will be a country of doers. We are confident that with grit and determination and a measure of grace, we can and will do what's right for all the students in our nation. Thanks very much.
I hope that's true. Here's the key. White suburban moms want their kids in school. White suburban moms, Karens, many of them, normally vote for Democrats. These progressive white suburban moms want their kids in school because that's where they belong. And if the Democrats block schools across this country because these school boards are dominated by those on the left. The school boards are dominated by those on the left, and therefore it puts the D's in a precarious position. And that position is, do you oppose Donald Trump because the orange man is bad? Anything Trump does is bad. If you do that, if the progressives continue to battle opening schools across this country, it will shift more support to President Donald Trump. I guarantee it. What do you do if you're a working parent? You've suffered through all of this. You've been asked to be a math teacher, a science teacher, a homeroom school teacher. You've been in charge of everything since March. You kind of got into summer vacation here, so things seem somewhat normal like they used to be, you know, or would be anyway. But by fall, you needed to get back to a regular schedule because you have a job and commitments, bills to pay, children to raise, whatever it may be. And you're going to be told again by the school boards of your local district, we're not going back to school. We're done with this. Palm Beach County said they're not going back to school at all this fall. Palm Beach County, Florida. Good luck with that. It will never fly. Let me tell you this. Property taxes pay for schools all over this country. If you're not going back to school, I want my property tax prorated. I want my money back. Because I'm not getting what I paid for or what I was promised time and time again by those asking for millage increases. Oh, we want more money. We need more cash. We need more money for schools and education. We bring it in by the truckload, by the dump truckload. We dump it into the districts. Our test scores don't go up. Our students aren't doing any better. We're outperformed by 55 countries around the world in Europe and Asia. We suffer in math and science. You want more money, and now you want the kids to go to school virtually, even though those same districts around the world, South Korea, France, Germany, pick your country, their kids are all in school. They're not fighting to keep kids out of school. They're not fighting to say kids have to have masks and you can't be there and you have to have 6 feet of social distancing and we'll go to school 2 days a week. They're not doing any of that nonsense. They're educating the young people because they know from the CDC and from other organizations that the children are at the lowest risk of anyone. Children, those under 18, have a less than 0.1% mortality rate when it comes to this disease, if they catch it at all. And the idea that the kids spread it to the parents or to the teachers also been debunked. Because the asymptomatic patients, according to study after study after, you don't have to believe me, you have Google, that's why I'm here to help you, direct you to get you where you need to be. Asymptomatic people have a very low viral load. That's why they're asymptomatic. And so the chance of somebody with a very low viral load sharing it with others is very small. Very small. In fact, in studies from Germany and the Netherlands and elsewhere, it shows it's far more likely that the teacher would share it with the students, not the other way around. Science and data, it matters. Get your act together. Open the schools. Or are you going to oppose the president just because you oppose the president? Betsy DeVos is spot on and accurate. And parents like me will be outraged if schools stay closed in any capacity. 25 after, you're in the no panic zone.